Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, we've been talking all things weather because, of course, it is raining outside. The weather is absolutely brutal. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not taking it away from the fact I don't want anyone to come up to me and be like, oh, but what summer?
Yeah.
What summer? We've had highs of 29 and 30 degrees out there, so sure up, right, is all I will say. Mm. But you've come back from holidays and it's absolutely awful. And I want to just say to you, according to Met Aaron, we are still under a status orange rain and thunderstorm warning until about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
Did the rain wake you up or were you conked out?
No, when I'm asleep, I'm asleep. Nothing in the world will wake me up.
Nothing.
No, I'm such a heavy sleeper.
See, we had all the fans on and then we have, what's the word, like sleep sounds. Some people call it white noise.
White noise, yeah.
Yeah, we have like, Eddie has white noise, I have white noise on my phone, and then we also have an AirPod that has white noise as well.
Sorry, why is the house at like full volume in your house
like
overnight?
It's like we're living in the Three Arena.
God, that would overstimulate me so much.
No, it doesn't. It sends me to sleep. I can't stand them when I go
three
away.
Three forms of noise.
And then the two fans going as well.
No.
It's like a small band. I'm telling you.
I can't understand that at all.
It's the best thing ever. I go away. I was away with my friend Victoria's Secret last week and we were sharing a hotel room because we were doing a drag gig. Yeah. And I said to her, I was like, do you mind if I put my sounds on? She was like, oh, what sort of sounds? And I was like, oh, it's just like light rain or like wind.
Or the waves on the beach.
She was like, Paul, the amount of times I woke up thinking I was having a dream that I was on a beach. I was like, so, so sorry. But it got us thinking about rainy day activities and what you will do today. Because I remember when you were a kid and the rain would kick in and your mom would be like, well, nothing I can do. Mm. So it was a case of stick on the telly. But the telly, even when it was raining, was only allowed on for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
I always watched Don't Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, which was Sylvester Stallone and his mother in a film together. He was a cop. She was the cop's mother. It was the most chaotic film you'll ever see in
life. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I'm gonna send you the trailer. That or To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, which is Patrick Swayze in drag, Wesley Snipes in drag. So it makes no sense. It makes plenty of sense as to why I went into a career I did. That or else I used to make up dance routines.
Did you?
Listen, she was that kid. Like, I was that kid.
Born entertainer.
Dancing. And then people would pass.
Yeah, I can see that for you, actually.
People would pass by my front window and I would be, like, honestly, full on Britney Vegas, giving them a show. Blinds up. Oh, my God, blinds up.
Yeah.
Throw a tip in the window.
Give the people what they want.
Give Redwood Court what they want. That's what I say.
I would have said, for me and my brother, we would have spent a lot of time, again, watching like cartoons on the television. There's nothing like cartoons or like a cartoon movie when it is raining. It's just that little bit more wholesome. But something I love to do, even nowadays, as like a fully fledged adult, like, I love to bake when it's raining.
Oh, that's...
Is there not
that's...
something like so wholesome about baking when it's raining?
I actually have those images of you in like a full on pinny.
Yeah.
Being like, giving it
apron
socks.
On.
Yeah. Making like rice cake.
Yeah.
What are they called? Rice Krispie cake?
Rice Krispie buns. Do you remember at every kid's party they used to have Rice Krispie buns? Oh my goodness.
And you used to judge people about whether it was real chocolate or that fake crap chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. You could taste it straight away.
Arts and crafts is a good one to do with the kids. You know, throw them in front of a bit of a colouring book.
Mm-hmm.
Or producer Cahill, which I think says a lot about Cahill, says he used to build a fort.
With his brother.
With his brother.
I mean, we all built forts once in a while, like, you know.
I loved a fort.
Oh, like, it was the best fun ever. And you'd spend hours inside in it.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown. With number 7, Future Renew. Don't regret, just reverse. Available in selected stores and online at boots.ie. 98FM.
While showbiz Shannon is Carrie Bradshaw in New York City, entertainment Emer is here to keep us up to date with all things celebrity gossip in the Lowdown. Emer, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We are good, absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful. And ready for all the gossip. I believe we're all still talking about the Coldplay thing.
A little bit scandalous this morning.
It's
kind
of gas.
He kind of had to address it though. So Chris Martin subtly addressed what was going on in his recent concert in Madison in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so join.
Oh, yeah, we'll have a little listen.
We'd like to say hello to some of you in the crowd. How we're going to do that is we're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen. If you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
If you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now. What's funny there is you can hear the crowd screaming after everything he says because, like, elephant in the room, that thing happened. And I also watched the video and he is just cracking up saying it as well.
Because he's trying not to.
He's trying not to address it, but you kind of have to allude to it in some capacity.
I've kind of seen some controversies as well, though, that the company itself, like, staged this so there'd be more traction on their website.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No, this. I think that's too far. Like, if that is a ploy, like, whoever that marketing person is needs to be kept on for the rest of their days and double their salary. That is genius if that is the case. I just don't believe it. I just don't know whether I believe it or not.
I kind of thought the same with the wife thing, taking her name away and all. But if it is, it's pretty good.
It's worked.
If it's part of a big plan, fair play to you.
They're millionaires now.
I clicked onto that website just to see what it was.
Absolutely.
We got new traction from Ireland.
Speaking of Chris Martin, someone who he was married to in a previous life. Gwyneth Paltrow has been talking.
So she has a new biography coming out and she has released that she was devastated. Absolutely devastated whenever she heard the news that Jennifer Aniston was getting married to Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
Why was she devastated?
Because she never got closure from him. So a little bit of history on their background. So they got together on the set of Seven in 1994. Mm-hmm. And then they got engaged in 1996, but then ended it a year later. And she never really found out. It was kind of been released like, they're married. And then they were married, and then the film festival, she was like doing an interview at the film festival, she got released the news and everything.
Yeah.
And she started bursting out into tears and crying.
Oh,
she was like,
no.
Yeah.
So she burst into tears like in the last week or so whenever this story came out. So she's still not over it.
Oh god, that's a bit like, I'm a bit like, oh come on hon, that was about 47,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know what I mean?
I get if you don't have closure from the end of a relationship, but surely time has to pass over that eventually, you know.
You've been in a relationship with Chris Martin for, you were married, now you're not again. Like, you've probably been a couple of men in that you've dated in your time. Like, it's kind of mad that she's now crying over it again. I get it though, closure. If they broke up and then all of a sudden he was with Jennifer Aniston and then, you know, but his background, then he left Jennifer Aniston to get with Angelina Jolie. Look, that's worked out.
But the interesting thing is that in like interviews after that, she said that she kept saying that he had terrible taste in women.
All right.
Brad Pitt for Love Island 2026.
Literally.
Yes. Drop the bombshell.
Yeah.
And then finally, we're finishing with a man that I know Leanne loves.
Mm. Yeah. So this man didn't show up for work over the weekend.
You're a troublemaker. Ollie Murs. I do love a bit of Ollie now, I must say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he hosts a show on Capital on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show up for work because he was too busy celebrating his new single that came out.
Oh.
But what I think was a little bit dirty was Mark Wright released this information and further on found CCTV footage of him outside in a pub that night and released that.
Now, in fairness, I have an image. If I called in sick to work, right, and Miss Hannafin here knew that I possibly had been at a gig the night before or, you know, whatever, I guarantee you she would do something similar to try and rap me out on air. Am I right or not?
On air. Well, I was going to say I'd take to socials and say, here's CCTV footage of Paul Ryder in the George.
Because out of the two of us, that's definitely something I'm going to be the one to call in sick because I've been too busy celebrating over you.
Maybe. But celebrations are good. Like I get that point. But also, you have a job to do.
Yeah.
You do have a job to do.
Come on.
If you're going to do the crime, you've got to do the time, Ollie.
Yep.
He won't get punished for that.
No.
No, not at all.
And they'll probably be playing the song on Capital as well.
Definitely.
100%. Yeah. And especially because they made light of it as well. Entertainment Emer, you're back with us tomorrow with all the celebrity gossip.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.